starts as a good idea pushed by a few people, and then a bunch of people help out, and then what do you know, you've got something great going on in a place where a lot of people don't think it can happen.
A legendary race and a nearby brewery celebrate a quarter century this weekend in Skagway. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. That story and more up next. The tsunami that hit Japan did reach the Northern Lynn Canal, even if the wave never did. Local residents are not only raising money for the relief effort, but are reinforcing the methods we would use in case of a local tsunami.
The National Tsunami Hazard Mitigation Program is scheduled this initially just to kind of simulate a tsunami both on the Pacific stage and in the Atlantic stage coming out of the Caribbean. And it's an opportunity to bring awareness, which obviously a real one happening in Japan would create far more awareness than this, but it's also an opportunity to test local emergency operations plans and warning procedures, which is what we'll be doing.
Jeremy Simmons is fire chief at the Skagway Fire Department, where they were watching the minute-by-minute alerts following the Japan tsunami. He says this week happens to be Tsunami Awareness Week, and the borough had planned months ago to run a tsunami exercise on Wednesday morning that'll test the alert system that's used if a tsunami should occur. Residents of the Northern Lynn Canal will hear alerts at sometime Wednesday morning during the exercise.
As I understand it, there will be the typical warning that will go off over the radios and all public broadcasting, just as if one of the deep water sensors had sensed a deep water earthquake. We will receive that, and as far as Skagway is going, we're going to use it as an opportunity to test our town-wide audible warning system, and the municipality will be initiating an emergency operations center just as practice to, you know, in case something like this actually did happen.
Although the department says the likelihood of tsunami is rare in this area, knowing what to do in an emergency is important.
So it's just an opportunity one time a year to think about if there were an impending tsunami coming up the Lynn Canal, to know what your plan were, know what your escape routes were, and be prepared for that.
An underwater slide in the mid-1990s caused a wave to go out and return to Skagway, killing one and causing much damage.
The result of that, they actually did some computer simulations of what the major event, if pretty much all of the alluvial deposits from the Skagway River were all to slide into the Lynn Canal, what sort of wave that would cause. It was pretty eye-opening. The likelihood of that, again, is slim, but it could happen, and we could get a large wave coming in through town.
The Skagway tsunami exercise will happen sometime Wednesday morning. Northern Lynn Canal residents will hear a siren alert as a test. A real event would find the fire engine in Skagway driving through town to lead residents towards Black Lake. What does the Buckwheat Ski Classic happening this weekend in Skagway have in common with the Alaskan Brewing Company?
It's the 25th Buckwheat, and it's also the 25th year that Alaskan's been around.
That's Carlin Buckwheat Donahue, founder of this weekend's annual Race and General Good Time. And Marcy Larson is one of the co-founders of Alaskan Brewing Company in Juneau.
Well, we're celebrating our 25th anniversary as well. We're pretty excited about being up on a quarter of a century here. Hard to believe, but it's a pretty fun year.
Much like Skagway's Buckwheat Ski Classic, the brewery is looking back fondly on a quarter century of magic making in Southeast Alaska. They'll be there in person and in beverage at this weekend's event.
A little bit of the fun thing between us and the buckwheat is that it just starts as a good idea pushed by a few people, and then a bunch of people help out, and then what do you know, you've got something great going on in a place where a lot of people don't think it can happen. A brewery in Alaska was a pretty difficult idea to pass through financial folks and banks and whatnot, so it took the people to say, yes, this can happen and we can make it work. We were just a bunch of friends sitting around enjoying beer, saying, let's have a brew. And home brewing led to the commercial brewing, and we just continued to grow. And we've had luck we had it. We had great crew right from the very beginning. Everybody was totally dedicated and passionate. I think passion's what it's all about. That's what makes both Alaskan Brewing Company and Buckwheat such a great, great mix.
Buckwheat's ski race was also started to bring more visitors, particularly the female ones, to town in the cold loneliness of winter. The two efforts could have ended up doing just that. Who knows? But 25 years later, it's turned Skagway into a winter weekend getaway for skiers and vacationers, families and otherwise. It's a big year for the cross-country skiers and partying crowds that travel to Skagway annually for one of the biggest blowout ski events in Southeast Alaska.
It's the 25th.
Traditional cross-country skiers will be coming in from all over Yukon and Southeast Alaska for the Saturday event. Hotels are already calling no vacancy, and registration numbers are climbing towards the cap.
You know, money's really tight. So it's still going to be a lot of fun. We're hoping to have the Yukon Francais Club doing the Sugar Shack stuff, you know, making molasses and sugar snow sticks and everything in the parking lot. And, you know, we're gonna jazz things up in the parking lot a little bit. And you know what? Every hotel in town is already full.
Wow.
Yeah, wow is right.
Volunteer hosts who can house racers and fans should contact Buckwheat at the Tourism Department in Skagway at 983-2854. Registration forms are at Lutac Lumber and Haynes and gear shops in Skagway, Juneau, and Whitehorse. But if you miss those, you can register in Skagway.
Yeah, we have, well, it doesn't really close unless we max out at like 325.
Which hasn't been done since?
Not since Mount Zima opened. But our numbers are getting back. They're coming back.
Okay.
So hopefully this year, hopefully we will max out. Who knows?
There are three races, a 10K, 25K, and 50-kilometer race. Sponsors from all over Skagway and beyond have put in to make the event happen. It's sponsored by the Skagway Eagles and skis along sections of the historic Trail of 98 and the White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad north of Skagway. But the fun isn't just in the race.
I mean, you know, you can talk to anybody that's a veteran of the buckwheat, and you'll find out that one of the true keys to its success is are the aid stations, right? You know, because we have good music, and there's good friendship. People, you know, cook food out there and stuff like that. And occasionally there's even a beer or two tossed down, right?
Which is why Alaskan Brewing Company is going to be there.
A bunch of folks are going to be up there skiing it, and we're sending the beer for sure.
Again, Marcy Larson from the Juneau Brewery.
It also is the fact that it germinated from just a few people with a great idea, but it took a lot of people to make it happen. And the support we get from everybody and the fun and the passion and the excitement, it just keeps it going and makes things better and better every year.
And she kind of liked the sound of a buckwheat brewed ski classic Bavarian beer, by the way.
We've been playing around with it. We have a couple of folks that are into that, and that's one of the things we're playing with always.
Don't think just because you haven't been able to cross-country ski all season that you aren't a candidate for the Ski Classic. It's definitely more than skiing that's been able to pull off drawing crowds from around the region for 25 years straight.
Well, I think it's just because somehow we've managed to make it a lot of fun for families and for people without families. You know, this year we've got Reverend Neil Down coming back from Memphis to play some blues rock music for us. And plus just the fun that people have, not just in the parking lot, but there's a lot of families that just come up to go skiing that aren't even in the race anymore. That's really the ultimate goal right there, is to make it an attractive area for all kinds of skiers.
It's true. The Ski Classic seems to bring in two types of skiers, the pros and...
It's a race designed for the lazy, the infirm, and a few who are fast. That should tell everybody. Yeah, every year we get, you know, probably the, you know, there might be 50 or 60 people out of everyone that enters that expects to win or finish in the top three, right? And everybody else is just out there to have a good time.
Trail reports confirm snow where the course will go, says Buckwheat.
And in the last couple of weeks, we might not have had much snow down here, but got clobbered up on the pass. Right, so yeah, we're not worried about snow. We're just worried about, you know, temperatures getting too high and, you know, taking away some of that snow.
This year's Buckwheat Ski Classic is Saturday, March 26th. Bib pickup is Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Eagles Hall in Skagway. Breakfast starts at 6 a.m. on Saturday at the Presbyterian Church Recreation Hall. The races start at 9:30 a.m. at Log Cabin. Dinner at the Eagles Hall starts at 5 p.m. and awards ceremony at 7 p.m. precedes the annual dance to live music by Deering and Down at 8 p.m.
Just like to wish everybody well up there and raise a toast to Buckwheat and all he's done to get the classic going. And for 25 years to all of us, cheers to everybody up there in Skagway.
Haynes Merchants kept their spot in the gold medal tournament's winner's bracket by 1 point Monday afternoon in Juneau in a heated game against Hoonah. Jason Scholl of Haynes was there.
It seems like Haynes and Hoonah in the B bracket, those games are destined to come down to the wire no matter what the game is like. And this one was exactly the same.
That puts the home team up against Angoon Thursday night. That game will feel familiar to some who might remember the championship game last year was between Haynes and Angoon, with Angoon taking home the win.
That was a close game, so we expect it to be, in my opinion, Angoon and Haynes are the best two teams in the tournament, so we'll see what happens when they play. They're the defending champs, so if we want to win, we're going to have to beat them.
Also in the B bracket, another Kluckwan team plays Klawok Totems Tuesday night in a loser's out game.
Should be a really good matchup, and I expect the Kluckwan guys to come out and fight, and they were disappointed after playing a good game against Yakutat.
The Kluckwan Masters team was sent to the loser's bracket in a close game against Hoonah Masters on Tuesday afternoon. In the C bracket, Kluckwan Chilkats won against Juneau Tuesday afternoon, moving them to a game on Wednesday. They're down to six players because of injuries, but are still holding on.
They hit some big free throws down the stretch and won by five or six, I think. And we'll play tomorrow at 2 o'clock and every day thereafter until we lose.
Gold medal tournament games continue through Saturday with four local teams in the mix in Juneau.
Okay, yeah, we're going to bring home some hardware.
This is Tara Bicknell for KHNS.